News and brief at Press TV. A fresh U.S. drone strike in Pakistan's northwestern tribal region has claimed at least 5 lives. Officials say several missiles hit 2 villages in North Waziristan and that the death toll is expected to rise. The U.S. drone warned Pakistan has killed over 2,100 people since 2008. And at least 15 people have been killed and nearly a dozen injured in 2 bombings in the Iraqi capital. One blast came from a car bomb to Baghdad's Sadr city, while the other was a roadside bomb that ripped through an area in the center of the city. More than 2 million Iraqis have volunteered to fight against the ISIL Takfiri militants. Reports say thousands of people are hitting the road to join the security forces, but officials in Baghdad say they have no further capacity to process more volunteers. Iran's top nuclear negotiator says the country's negotiating team has held serious and useful talks with the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. However, Abbas Araghchi has called for more efforts to bridge the gap between the two sides. The nuclear talks are currently underway in Vienna. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko have held talks on calling a ceasefire in Ukraine. The discussion came a day after Russia cut off gas supplies to Ukraine over a payment dispute. During the talks, Putin expressed concern over the death of another Russian reporter in eastern Ukraine. An explosion has rocked a venue full of football fans watching a World Cup soccer match in a northeastern Nigerian town of Damaturu. There's no immediate reports of deaths, but medical sources say 15 people critically wounded and more casualties still being brought in. About 30 million elementary school children in the sub-Saharan Africa do not go to school due to poverty and wars. That's according to new reports by UNICEF and UNESCO. The 2 UN agencies have reported that on average, 1 out of every 5 children in sub-Saharan Africa is missing primary education. And the Spanish Senate has overwhelmingly approved the abdication of King Juan Carlos. Both the ruling Conservative Popular Party and the main opposition socialists supported passing of the scandal-hit throne to Carlos's son Felipe. This is the first royal succession of the post-Franco era.